Reading for October 31st, entitled, God Does Not Change. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. How hard it is for man to walk humbly with God, to believe his word, and accept his plans. Satan's propositions appear to present great advantages, but they end in ruin. Over and over again, men have found out by experience the result of refusing to walk in the path of obedience. Will not others gain wisdom from their experience? Let us think of the experience of our first parents and be afraid of any plans that are not based on obedience to God's will. When will men learn that God is God, not man, and that he does not change? Every calamity, every death is a witness to the power of evil and to the truth of the living God. The Word of God is life, and it will abide forever. Through all eternity, it will stand fast. How can man, knowing what God is and what he has done, choose Satan's way instead of God's way? There is only one path to paradise restored, the path of obedience. The message given man to proclaim in these last days is not to be amalgamated with worldly opinions. In these days of peril, nothing but obedience will keep man from apostasy. God has bestowed on man great light and many blessings, but unless this light and these blessings are received, there are no security against apostasy and disobedience. When those whom God has exalted to positions of high trust turn from him to human wisdom, their light becomes darkness, and how great is that darkness! Their entrusted capabilities are a snare to them. They are become an offense to God. There always has been, and till the conflict is ended, there always will be, a departing from God. Sins have a close connection. One act of disobedience, unless repented of, leads to another. He who justifies himself in sin is led on step by step in deception, till at length he sins with impunity. Often, the professed followers of Christ are found with hearts hardened and eyes blinded because they do not obey the truth. Selfish motives and purposes take possession of the mind. In their self-confidence, they suppose that their way is the way of wisdom. They are not particular to follow the path that God has marked out. They declare that circumstances alter cases, and when Satan tempts them to follow worldly principles, they yield, and making crooked paths for their feet, they lead others astray. The inexperienced follow where they go, supposing that the judgment of Christians so experienced must be wise. Taken from Manuscript 135, dated October 31, 1902, entitled, Instruction to the Church.